From KUBR News in Salt Lake City, I'm Nicole Nixon. After the Mormon Tabernacle Choir announced that it would perform at the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump, one of its members responded by resigning from the choir. Jan Chamberlain posted her resignation letter on Facebook, where it was shared thousands of times. In the letter, Chamberlain explained that regardless of the politically neutral position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, singing at Trump's inauguration would appear to be an endorsement of him. Jan Chamberlain recently joined me in studio to talk about how she came to the decision to resign and the aftermath.
I signed up, to go to the inauguration. You had a choice whether you wanted to sign up or to not. And either way was fine. I chose not to go. And then there was a Facebook post by a member of the choir that said that those who were choosing not to go to the inauguration or didn't want to go, that they weren't good people, that they were not patriotic, that they didn't love God or their faith, and that they should consider their membership in the choir, reconsider it. So it was like, whoa, it was very hurtful. And then just over the period of days subsequently, I asked myself, could I in good conscience continue to sing in the choir after the inauguration had taken place? And people who would be so disappointed in seeing the choir be there, what would they think the next time they saw music and the spoken word? And so for me personally, I speak for myself, my own personal convictions, I decided that I absolutely could not do that. So I resigned.
Are you the only one that you know of that's resigned membership in the choir?
As far as I know. I know others have checked off no, and they're not going for the same reason, but they've just done it quietly, and that's fine. So as far as I know, I'm the only one that's done that.
I see. So the church's position on this is that it's to support freedom and the peaceful transition of power, and that doesn't seem to, resonate with you.
I think that that's a beautiful concept, and I respect the church's position. The choir is sent out to be goodwill ambassadors. I do feel kind of queasy about church and state events. Not that I don't think we should be supportive of these things, but I would just like to find a different way. I'm not sure what the answer would be on that. But
does that mean you sometimes don't feel comfortable performing at government functions?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I just don't feel like that's the way to go.
Did you realize that letter you posted on Facebook would get such a huge reaction?
No, I had no idea. I thought maybe I'd get one or two people, but I had no idea that it was going to go viral. But here's the thing. On the 29th of December, starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, continuing for 48 hours, my Facebook post was going nonstop. 90 to 95% or more of those responses were positive, saying, this is exactly how we feel. We're appalled that the choir is going out because it gives the appearance that they endorse what this president-elect is about. And they said, we know who choir really is. We know who the church is. They're very loving, very respectful, and we understand them being goodwill ambassadors, but we feel like it's going to give the opposite impression by them being there at the inauguration. And that was the concern. My Facebook has since been privatized, at least for now.
You've said that this is a moral issue for you rather than a political one.
It most definitely is.
Why is that?
Good question. Because I don't believe in misogyny. I don't believe in hating races. And I don't hate Muslims or Mexicans. And I could go into a lot of other reasons that I won't say, but I think those three reasons right there are serious pieces to take a look at. And that I, in good conscience, just couldn't endorse that situation.
You did compare Trump to Hitler
Yes.
in that letter.
Yes. I still feel that way, even though I've been challenged on that. And I'll explain why. I am very concerned by the hate statements that are being made. And I just feel like when we're presenting who we are, that we need to make sure that we're standing up for freedom and for the freedoms of for those who have suffered at the hands of oppression. And that's really a big point that resonates with me.
What has the reaction been from your former choir members to your decision to leave?
Well, our choir president has asked us to be very respectful of one another's views and to be kind and loving. And so there have been many that have chosen to honor that. Some haven't. but a lot, most have been respectful and loving. And even those that see things differently have said, isn't it wonderful that we have the freedom of speech in our country to say how we feel and to stand up by our convictions on things? And so even though they were excited to go, they were still respecting my right to see things how I see it. So people have reached out in love, and I'm very, very grateful for that part.
Any regrets for you over any of this?
I don't regret my decision. I stand behind it 100%. I have felt such peace about my standing by my moral convictions, and I don't think I would respect myself if I didn't stand by what I believe. Of course I will miss singing with choir. I have loved these past 5 years. I've met so many wonderful, intelligent, gifted people. And so I will miss that part. But I'm also excited to have this opportunity now to connect with people that want to work together constructively to stand up for our freedoms and peacefully.
Jan Chamberlain is a former member of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.